Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are so delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And you can also listen to our show on a podcast at EWTN's Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio/podcast or wherever you listen to your podcasts. So today we're going to welcome back John Price to our show. Now, John is an author, speaker, and John is also the president of Fatima Family Apostolate. He lives in Hanceville, Alabama, with his beautiful wife, Teresa, and their 10 outstanding children. And today he is here with us to continue our conversation on the Fatima Family Apostolate and his connection with Father Robert J. Fox and the importance of Father Fox's much needed book, The Eucharist, Heaven and Earth Unite. Go out to the website, fatimafamily.org. Well, John had a great show with us yesterday, and we're excited to have him back today to talk about the Eucharist and how heaven and earth unite and making that message known through the Fatima Family Apostolate also.
John wrote the preface to the book, and there's so much in his preface that is just absolutely wonderful, his relationship with Father Fox and so on. But regarding the book, John says, this book is not merely theological, but it is a heartfelt invitation to encounter Christ anew. Father Fox's writing is both accessible and profound, guiding readers, whether lifelong Catholics or those newly curious, into a deeper understanding of what truly happens at every Mass. Indeed, the Eucharist, heaven and earth unite. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. John's going to continue to share about the apostolate, open up to us the richness of this book, EWTNRC.com. Get it. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back. We're at home with Jim and Joy, and today our guest again is John Price. He's the president of the Fatima Family Apostolate. Go out to the website, fatimafamily.org. Well, John, tell our family briefly about the Fatima Family Apostolate, and then we want to go and straight away and talk about this book and how this book came about.
Okay. The Fatima Family Apostolate was founded in 1986 by Father Robert J. Fox, who was a diocesan priest in South Dakota, and he ended up writing close to 50 books in his time and thousands of articles, I'm sure, and was on EWTN, all the Catholic media outlets. So a lot of people might not remember him, but you know, some of you might have, or your grandparents or parents, you know, might have listened to Father. He even did story time albums for children. That's my wife knew Father through that, you know, listening to his story time albums as a child. So he has a lot of different things out there that you can go to. We have a museum on the road to the shrine of the Blessed Sacrament that you can stop in when you make a day at the shrine, the beautiful shrine there with the sisters. You can stop in at our museum on the road right there, and you can learn about Father's life. You can learn about the message of Fatima. And just take in the day and really absorb all the
information. It's a bucket list item. Now, I hope people are really listening, because just learning about Father Fox, going to his home, all the resources that are there, and then doing, you know, Hanceville, the shrine, coming down to EWTN, I mean, it's a winner all the way around. So I'm sure there's more information at fatimafamily.org right there. So let's talk about the book, and EWTN has graciously, you know, put this together and has released this. So give us the history of the book and the release of this and how this is all coming about.
Well, I guess it was probably, I would say, maybe 3 years ago or so, 3 or 4 years ago, I can't really remember the exact time, that I reached out to EWTN, because we know what EWTN is, mm-hmm. and the beauty and the just the spiritual presence here and what the work is being done here. And I, you know, this information of fathers is, needs to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just, our apostolate doesn't have the resources that other apostles do. Yeah. So I reached out to EWTN about this book probably 3 years ago, and they contacted me mm-hmm. And said, we want to publish yeah. this book, Eucharist, yeah. Heaven and Earth Unite.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how it yeah. all came about. And mm-hmm. I said, go for it. Yep. Let's do it. And anytime we can spread the gospel, and especially the Eucharist, mm-hmm. learning about the Eucharist, because this book really goes in depth, and it starts from the beginning, like in the Old Testament, kind of like symbols of the Eucharist. Of, you can kind of wow. see it coming, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it gets into...
biblical roots.
Yeah, the biblical roots. It starts yeah. coming in, and you're like, wow, it's coming upon us, you know? And then you wow. can start all the yeah. way up to the Last Supper, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's really, it's just a beautiful yeah. way to chronologically go through this book and...
Yes.
and have a deeper feeling about the Eucharist. You know, we believe in the Eucharist. And they also, you know, they come out here with these numbers and say, only 30% believe, only mm-hmm. 30% of Catholics. And it might be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why?
Right.
You know, why? So this talks about reverence, you know, reverence at Mass. It talks about the different processes of the Mass and what happens at the Mass mm-hmm. and how, you know, the focus and how this is like, really Jesus yeah. mm-hmm. present, truly mm-hmm. body, blood, soul, yeah. and divinity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the angels are present.
Right.
You know, it's just yeah. like, wow. It's
a life changer.
It is.
I'm a convert, and so the formation of learning about the Eucharist and then my participation mm-hmm. as a Catholic, it, when I go to Mass, I'm not there to be entertained.
Yeah,
I'm there. Right. There's not a stage. There is, you know, there's an altar.
Yeah.
And because someone, Jesus, is coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And there is that moment when we open our eyes to everything that is good and true and beautiful. And we form ourselves with a great book in the understanding
right.
of what is really happening. You know, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Is this symbolism or is this really
that's
what
right.
it is? And then in that moment, in that suspended time, mm-hmm. when heaven and earth do come down, it changes your life. It's
it
the
does.
Greatest moment in my week,
mm-hmm.
right? If I could be a daily communicant, it would be as I used to be, it would be mm-hmm. what's happening in your soul. And it changes you for all eternity. Every reception
yeah.
of Jesus changes us. It's meant
mm-hmm.
to. We ought to become what we consume in that. And so to have a book where you can form in the lives of families, of parents to
mm-hmm.
their children, of catechizing people, which is what the greatest beautiful thing that EWTN has done,
that's right.
is catechize the church.
That's right.
And then all those wayward mm-hmm. Catholics come back and go, I just didn't know what I left
mm-hmm.
because I didn't understand.
Didn't know. Yeah. No
right?
one was teaching.
And so the beauty of this book to be available to people to say, I need to know exactly what I'm doing mm-hmm. when I go to Mass.
What is going on
Mass,
up there? Yeah.
Right?
What is happening?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we here?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the purpose?
Yep.
Right.
And one thing that being a convert also,
mm-hmm.
I have a story that, you know, when I was coming into the church, the Eucharist was it was the ultimate that brought me into the church.
Right.
I know, I thought it was Our Lady. I thought it would be Our Lady, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I'm thinking back, you know, ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
thinking back, I thought it was Our Lady, but it was the Eucharist
mm-hmm.
because I was working a job that was close to the church downtown. And I drive through there and I was like, I had to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to stop. I had to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then it kept happening.
Right.
And I kept going.
Yeah.
And I kept, then I started filling out my heart, you
mm-hmm.
know, and saying, Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm here,
mm-hmm.
but I need help.
Mm-hmm.
And I came from the Lutheran Church, which is the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which is the more conservative Lutheran
okay.
Church.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very similar in their mm-hmm. prayers are very similar in some ways. And their service is similar to the Catholic service. But my dad was mm-hmm. a staunch Lutheran. He was one that went to Lutheran grade school, Lutheran high school, elder in the church, and all this. So it was very, this was a big decision.
Right.
But once I started going to I'd go to the Lutheran church, and then I'd go to the Catholic church after the Lutheran church. And then once I realized I was there, and I was like, this is it. And that I felt him speak to me in my own way, you know, in my own way, that this is the right church. This is where I need to be. And so then I started going through the program, and thank goodness my wife, my beautiful wife Teresa, she's very knowledgeable in the faith, and and really does a good job too with the children and passing the passing the faith on, and and even I've learned so much from her too. So it's just been a just that was just amazing, you know, when you go through that.
One of the chapters here kind of relates to what you were saying. The church flows from the Eucharist. So you are drawn into the church through the Eucharist.
That's right.
And that's, and I just hear so much of, you know, what was drawing you, it seems to me, was the presence, the real presence. And we see that with so many people that, you know, I just try to encourage people, and even lapsed Catholics, you know. This one guy I'm thinking about, the YMCA who I met, we just started talking to him, he's really, you know, kind of negative on the church. I know he's got a Catholic background, whatever, and it kind of comes out, he got hurt and wounded through the church and something. So I said, you know what? I said, you know, Lent's coming up, everything. I said, can you just go in to the church? Like, because the doors are open, not for a service necessarily, you might not want to talk to a priest, but can you go in alone and just sit there? And he said, I think I can do that. So you need to do that. See, so it's not that you're going to get the whole service and the preaching. It's like, I just came in here to sit. Or I feel drawn here because he's here. The deal is, are you there? He's always there. His real presence is there.
That's right.
And that's what you're getting. That's what some people are getting. So sometimes evangelization is as simple as, you know, sit there because God's going to work on you.
Yeah, you see that at the shrine a lot. People come to me and they say, it's so peaceful in there. You know why it's peaceful? Because Jesus is there. You know, Jesus is truly present there. That's why it's so peaceful. You know, and they're feeling, they feel that presence, you know, and it's a beautiful, just a beautiful thing. And, you know, one thing that we're trying to do in our family is to have, do Eucharistic adoration together, all 10 of us. And we're doing that at the shrine, and we do it one day a week, and make a holy hour. And so we're on like week 9 or 10 right now. So, but it's just a, and I think that's powerful for families to be together and praying. You know, because sometimes the older one, you know, how is it when you get older? I don't want to do that tonight. I want to go out with my friends. So it's just a really, I can see it's doing things in our family. I feel like that it's really helping us in a lot of ways.
And that's what prayer is about, and Eucharistic adoration in particular, the ultimate, you know, encounter besides receiving the Lord. And I think it says to the children, even daddy and mom who are leading and guiding us, who have this responsibility, they're still before God. Like, he's really the head of this family. My dad's trying to do that as best he could do that. But dad's quiet, dad's still, dad's waiting for instruction. And that gives, you know, we're not tyrants in our home, we're not whatever, because we pray, we seek God, we need God. Like you said, you experience it, God, I don't know why I'm here, I need help, I need, and the kids need to see that too. You know, and they think they see that really in Eucharistic adoration, just meditating and looking at the Lord.
And they talk about that with the Father, when he's spiritual, the increase of the children becoming, staying in the faith is a lot higher than if the wife is spiritual. For some
it's
reason.
It's like in the 90 percentile.
Yeah, it's really
if
high.
If the father's being the spiritual leader in the home and taking
it's like
the
a 90 percentile. So it's a very big deal. And the fathers had to take that seriously.
He shares in the book, and you know, you as well share, that the whole thing of the Eucharist and angels. So can you speak a little bit about that, the Eucharist and angels, and I think even at Fatima, right? There was was it the Angel of Peace or something?
Yeah, the Angel of Peace. So what happened was, so for instance, at Mass, the angels come down, like, we're adoring our Lord, right? Well, at Fatima, the Angel of Peace came and brought the chalice and the host to the three shepherd children. And then the angel is kneeling down prostrate. And then the angel gives Holy Communion to the three children. And Father Fox had a friend that was a priest that happened to be the nephew of Sister Lucia.
Oh my gosh, wow.
So Father sent a note to him and asked Sister Lucia, what was the most important part of the message of Fatima for you? And she said, when the angel gave us the Holy Eucharist. Mm-hmm. She said, that's when everything changed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, powerful.
Wow. Oh. And and that's how it's to be for us in our every reception of Him.
I think we take it for granted sometimes.
We do, and or we become robotic with it. Like it's a duty or something, but it's the encounter of a holy, holy, holy Lord that now who wants to invade us and transform us and set our hearts on fire and then ask us to do the impossible things,
right?
To be a devout and holy father, to be a loving husband, right? To take on this apostolate. I mean, in and of ourselves, we're like, Lord, I can't. And He's right, you're right, you can't.
The cup's full.
Right. but me in you, I can.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what He wants to do, so that no matter whatever we're feeling, whatever we're being afflicted with, or feeling inadequate as a father, Lord, not me, you know, let my wife handle this, or whatever. It's like, no, it's you. You're the spiritual leader. You're the spiritual authority in your home. And I'm going to aid you and guide you and assist you with everything you need.
And the guidance comes from adoration, receiving the Eucharist, and prayer.
Right.
And that's the guide, you know, because that's what keeps us, because on those times when you're saying, I don't know if I can do this.
Right.
That's what sustains you.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, we, a number of years back, received the Lord, the tabernacle, at our pregnancy medical center, trying to save lives and help women. So He came there, and I could remember, and we have our Lord's in a monstrance, so you open up the tabernacle, and you could do Eucharistic adoration, He's right there. But it's just, and we're pleading for the lives of these babies and working, you know, for that end and helping these women. And it's just like, you know, the Lord has said on numerous occasions to me when I'm concerned and I'm crying out to Him for various things. Mm-hmm. He just says, it's done. Everything's done. It doesn't mean my prayers are answered perfectly. Everything's done. Mm-hmm. He's outside of time. Everything I'm concerned about, worried about, hoping for, in Him it's done. In me it's not done. I got to get to that. But to know that, there's nothing like adoration to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what your children are learning.
Yeah, the insight, insight and the feeling of, you get that, the Holy Spirit tells you, you feel that it's either yes or no. Sometimes it's no. Mm-hmm. I remember one time years ago, a big deal. It was, I was trying to help a couple adopt a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I was close with the birth mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go back and forth and I kept pleading and I had to go to courts and things like that. And I remember going to make a visit in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and I was just pleading with our Lord, please let this happen, because I knew the situation. But I kind of heard a no. You know?
Because He knows.
He knows. So, you know, it's just, you got to put it in His hands. And I think sometimes we get overworked about things that we have zero control of, but He has control of it, and He will make it right.
Be still and know that I'm God. I'm exalted in the nations. I'm exalted in all the earth. You can't do that in any better place than just to simply adore Him. We're going to carry you over for the final segment. Just a few minutes left in this conversation. Give us the best stuff. Okay, when we come back here. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Please don't go away. Welcome back. We're wrapping up our wonderful conversation with John Price about the Fatima Family Apostolate and about Father Fox's book, Eucharist, Heaven and Earth Unite. I remember you sharing about Father Fox and meeting him and how drawn you were to him and to the Lord. Do you believe people will be drawn to Father Fox, to his teaching with this book? What's your hope for it that will happen with people? Only God's grace knows, but what's your hope?
I think really what the whole ultimate goal is to bring people closer to Jesus in the Eucharist, because that's where we're at in our state. If you look out in our society today, we need help, mm-hmm. right? And yeah. where is help? It's with Jesus, yeah. right? In the Eucharist. And I think our goal would be that this book reaches as many hands as possible and that they can get a more in-depth, you know, not the average Sunday Catholic that's just out, you know, you go to church on Sunday and you're not really taking in what's happening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We want this book to help you to understand what's happening, mm-hmm. you know, to bring you closer to Jesus, to give you that, I need to be here. And then it'll encounter you to go to adoration, make visits, you know, or when you're having a crisis in your mm-hmm. life, or even your good times, mm-hmm. right? You good, yeah. you praise God and you're good. Mm-hmm. You're having a crisis, sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament is the mm-hmm. best thing that can happen. Mm-hmm. So that's what we want to, just to have more in-depth
yeah.
daily spiritual life with the Eucharist. That's what this book is all about.
Yes.
Right.
The message from Jesus, Our Lady, and the angels regarding the Mass, the revelation of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, rich with details and so on, why Eucharistic adoration is crucial to growing in charity and union with the Lord, how the Holy Mass was celebrated in the early church. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a lot in here about a Eucharistic lifestyle, which is just fascinating, because many mm-hmm. of us, we're doing all that we can to encounter the Lord, be rightly disposed, and so we say, I did that. No, there's a Eucharistic lifestyle, mm-hmm. a Eucharistic way, mm-hmm. and that gets unpacked here. John, yeah. thank you so much. Blessings on you, your precious
thank you so
family.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank and all that you're dealing with the Fatima family, apostolate. Hope many of you will come down and visit in Hansville, visit the Fatima family apostolate, go to Father Fox's home, go to the shrine, come down to EW10, make it a bucket list thing and fulfill that bucket list. You're an important part of this EW10 family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and with Joy. Bye now.